dress. It's supposed to have three-quarter length sleeves and buttons down the back, but it's got cap sleeves and a zipper. My wedding's 3 weeks away.
Helen, calm down. When I'm all upset, you know, I need to relax, I just go to my happy place. You know, I imagine that I'm lying on a tropical island and all my troubles just melt away. Don't you have a special place where there are no problems and everybody's always happy?
Actually, I do have a place like that.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. We're gonna go to school now.
Thanks for lunch, Alice. See you after school.
Hey, Greg. You think you could pick me up from football practice?
Oh, I'd like to, Peter. But I'm meeting a groovy chick after school for a soda.
Gee, Greg, you always get all the girls.
Well, thanks, Peter. But the important thing is, I always find time to do my homework.
Hurry, Marcia. We're going to be late.
Coming.
198, 199, 500.
Ready.
Gosh, Marcia, you look swell.
I know.
Hey, Marcia, that dress is really happening.
I know.
Marcia!
Well, come on, everyone. Let's get in the car.
Oh, I'm not going with you guys today. I'm riding with the captain of the football team.
He's dreaming.
I know.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Joe.
So you ready to split?
Far out.
Hey, Joe. Great game last week.
I know. So, Marcia, got a date for the prom?
I do now.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia! Everything always works out so great for Marcia.
Thanks. I do feel better.
Good.
Ellen?
Yes?
Heard about your dress. Thought maybe these would help.
Oh, Joe, that's so sweet.
Helen, Helen, Helen. Why does everything always work out so great for Helen?
Okay. Brian, in case you're coming in any minute.
Oh, great, good. Hey, Lowell, would you mind finishing that outside?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this some sort of private meeting?
No. It's just, you know, family.
Oh. Aren't I family?
Well, actually, no.
Oh, really? Oh, when you shot me down for a raise last year, you said, and I quote, "We are all part of the Sandpiper family." And what was that all about?
That was about lying straight to your face so I could save $3 an hour.
Well, I hope you're happy, Joe Hagan, because you made me cry.
Oh, I'm a little nervous about telling them.
Well, it's not going to be that bad. Besides Brian and Casey, you'll get over it. You know, Joe, once we're married, there's going to be a lot of things that we feel uncomfortable about. The important thing is we do them together.
You, want to see us?
Actually, Joe did.
What's going on?
Well, okay, here it is. Helen and I have decided to move in together.
Wow! Oh, that's wonderful. You guys, 3 weeks to go before you get married and you decide to live together. You so crazy.
No, that's not. We were just thinking that if we move in now, then when we get back from the honeymoon, we'll be all settled.
Oh, that is so sweet, the two of you starting your lives together. I am so happy for you.
Wait. Don't you get it? One of us is about to get chucked out on his or her ass.
Oh, no. And they would... It's me, isn't it? This. You can't just throw me out in the cold.
Don't worry, sugar. I hear that the library during the day is warm and dry, and at night, underneath the pier is a very popular spot.
Why don't you stay there?
I don't have to. I'm not the statistic.
Actually, Brian, we thought Casey would move in with you.
Huh? What makes you think that I would want her living in my house?
Well, because if you don't, I'm going to rent my half of the house to Scary Mel from the fuel dock.
Scary Mel, smells like fumes, the thing he keeps in the box, missing mother. Casey. I'll go with Scary Mel.
Come come on. She's not that bad.
Excuse me. You're talking about me like I'm not even here. I mean, I think I have a say in this.
All right, Casey, I'll tell you what. For every dollar you kick in for rent, you get a dollar's worth of say.
I'll be outside if you need me.
So, what's gonna be, Brian?
What's gonna be, Brian? What, like you're giving me a choice? Yeah, I'm gonna do it, obviously. But I just want you to know that I hate this, and I'm never gonna forgive you.
Well, it was rough, but we got through it.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's all you brought?
Yeah, well, I'll get the rest later. It's a little hard to pack with two people trying to hit you. So, what do you want to do on our first night together in our house?
Oh, let's see. I thought maybe we could.
Helen? Has this chair always been like this?
Like what?
It's got grapes all over it.
So?
It's a fruit chair. It's covered with fruit.
And that means...
It's feminine. I mean, no man is going to buy a chair like this.
Oh, sure he would.
Oh, come on, Helen. No guy's going to walk into a furniture store and say, excuse me, could I please see something in fruit?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Since fruit is feminine, tomorrow we'll go out and we'll buy a couch that has little pictures of Steven Seagal on it. Okay, if the chair bothers you, we'll lose it. This is our house and I want you to be happy.
Great. And it'll give me more room when I set up my TV.
You're going to put a TV in here?
No, I'm going to come home after a hard day's work, plop down on the couch and stare at that fruit chair.
Josie, a living room is a social place to sit and talk. It's not a place to veg out and watch TV. You know, that's what the bedroom's for.
You know what? I'm not sure if this is going to work. I mean, we should just consider moving into my house.
Oh, yeah, that's how I want to start my married life, at Delta Lambda Hackett House. Trust me, there ain't enough potpourri on this earth to cover that smell.
Hey, you only notice it when you first come in.
Okay, we can't live at my house. Can't live at your house. What do we do? Get a new place?
Well, you know, wait a minute. That's not a bad idea. I mean, if you sold this house and Brian bought me out of mine, we'd have enough money. We could get a pretty good place.
We could. All right, let's do that. It's settled. House hunting tomorrow?
Great. So, what do you want to do now?
Oh, let's see. I've got an idea. We could go upstairs to the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, the TV's up there. Well, that was a total bust.
Where have you two been?
We were out all morning house hunting.
We covered the entire island, came up with absolutely nothing.
No, well, Helen, that is not exactly true. That last place we saw was great. It had a big, big yard, lots of bedrooms, and the owner was desperate to unload the place.
I told you, I'm not living next to Roy.
Well, maybe we should just keep living at your house.
No, big mistake. According to an article I read in Guns and Ammo, newlyweds should never live any place that either of them have lived before. Too much emotional baggage.
You read that in Guns and Ammo?
All right, you caught me. It was Ladies' Home Journal. I've been hooked ever since I read that article, How to Cope with the Change.
Morning.
Morning. So, how'd it go last night with Brian?
Surprisingly well. I had a lovely dinner, and then I read a little, then I just fell right to sleep.
No problems with Brian?
No, not a one.
You!
What?
You recall sometime around 2 a.m., a loud banging at the front door?
Well, I was sleeping pretty soundly, but now that you mention it, yeah, I remember hearing some noise. I thought it was the wind.
Oh, the wind. When was the last time you heard the wind say, I lost my key, let me in, you red-headed nightmare?
Hey, guys, isn't that creep loose?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, God, let's hope Carlton's not coming to meet him.
Who's Carlton?
His uncle, Carlton Blanchard.
Hey, I think we agreed never to speak that name in my presence.
What's so bad about it?
Oh, he is the meanest, cruelest, most obnoxious little old man you have ever met in your life.
There's not a single person on this island who can stand him.
He's the devil.
Sad news, island people. My uncle Carlton is dying.
Antonio.
I'm sorry. Maybe I heard wrong. What did you say?
I said my Uncle Carlton is dying.
It's even better the second time.
I came to be by his bedside. The doctors don't think he'll make it through the night. Where can I get a candy bar? Oh, wait a minute. I see something sweet right here.
You must hear this a lot.
Oh, a flirt.
So, Lewis, about Carlton dying?
Yeah, the minute he dies, I get everything. The whole kit and caboodle. Lots and lots of stuff. It's a very hard time for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, how can I live around all those reminders of my dear Uncle Carlton? That's why I've decided to sell it all at low, low prices. Prices so low, I'm practically giving it away.
Wait. What exactly do you mean, reminders?
Please. While my Uncle Carlton is clinging to his life, how can I even discuss selling his cherished 68 Barracuda? Mint condition.
68? That's one of the all-time great muscle cars. You know, maybe I should just come over later tonight and grieve with you.
That would mean a lot to me.
I'll bring my checkbook.
That would mean even more.
Yeah, you know, maybe I should come over and pay my respects to old Carlton, too. Any chance his estate would include some really nice pieces of furniture?
When sorrow comes, it's hard to remember two credenzas, an armoire, and a Biedermeier table at seats 14.
Oh, I'd kill for a Biedermeier.
You won't have to. His pulse is down to 30. Thank you for coming. If you'd like to see my uncle before he dies, I suggest you take two stairs at a time.
No, I'd go up and see him, but I'm just too emotional. I think I'll stay down here with his furniture.
Hello, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. We thought we'd come by and pay our respects.
Well, I take great comfort in that. Hey, big boy, you break that, you're buying it.
What's Roy doing? Oh, my God, he's shopping. Now, how can he possibly take advantage of a man on his deathbed? He should be ashamed of it. Ooh, butter cookies.
You know, Helen, we weren't exactly friends of Carlton, but I'm glad we came here today.
Yeah, it was the right thing to do. You know, when my time comes, I wouldn't want to be alone in a big old house with high ceilings.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Gorgeous woodwork.
Poor guy.
And a fireplace.
Helen, what are you doing? Are you checking out this house? My God, Helen, the man's upstairs dying.
All right, I know, you're right. I'm sorry. All right, we came here to pay our respects, so let's go upstairs and do that. And on our way, if we just happen to measure a few bedrooms, where's the harm?
Oh, you know what? I am not jumping on this bandwagon. In my family, we were raised not to cash in on other people's misfortunes.
Hey, is Carlton dead yet? I just want to find out when the car had its last oil change.
Would you please show a little respect?
I am. I noticed a ding in the fender, not even lowering my offer.
Well, you know what? You're ghouls. All of you are ghouls. Why don't you just run over him in his own car and bury him under his solid oak floors?
Hey, you could get into trouble for something like that. Couldn't you?
All right, Dennison, I'm out of here.
Wait, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Here, look. All I want is for my Uncle Carlton to get well so he doesn't have to see his beloved home go for not a penny less than that.
Lewis, this is disgusting. This is terrible. This is definitely in the ballpark.
I feel terrible about laughing before. Oh, why does Carlton have to die? He's really a sweet old man. There I was hating him. I feel so guilty.
Look, we can all walk around feeling sorry for ourselves. I mean, look at me. Do you have any idea what kind of hit I'm going to take on inheritance taxes?
Antonio here?
He's asking for you.
He's asking for me?
Yes, he wants you to give him a final foot bath.
What? Foot bath? I'll rot in hell before I'll do that.
How can you deny a dying man his final wish?
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, and if he starts asking for his mother, there's a wig right next to the bed.
Come on, Faye, this is really important.
Now, look, I don't know if that's Portuguese tile around the sink, and I don't care. I think it's terribly insensitive of you to conduct yourselves this way when there's a man upstairs, Doc. Hello, Doctor. I'm Faye Cochran, widow.
How are you?
Now, how are you? At a time like this, people are always so concerned with the patient, and they tend to overlook the doctor. Well, not me.
Well, that's very nice of you, but if you excuse me, I think I'd better check on Mr. Blanchard.
Well, why don't I give you a hand? I'm a whiz with a tongue depressor.
Hey, Joe. Brought my tools. Here to check out the house. Where do you want me to start?
Why don't you go down in the basement and check out the electrical and the plumbing?
All right. I gotta tell you, I feel pretty weird about this. What with the guy, you know, clinging to life up there. Ooh, butter cookies.
You brought in someone to inspect the house. You don't trust me? I'm impressed. I had you figured as one of those E-I-E-I-O guys.
Lewis, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm a businessman. I know my way around a negotiation.
Well, that's good, but I better warn you. I have two buyers who already placed bids on this house.
Really? Who? Whatever they offer, I'll beat it.
Ah, you're really going to keep me on my toes.
Hey, Joe, I'm down here trying to label the circuit breaker. Can't figure out which room goes to which breaker. Anything go off up here?
What's happening? His heart monitor just stopped.
Master bedroom. Thank you.
Joe. There's a room upstairs that's perfect for a nursery.
If you think that's something, wait till you see the master bedroom.
Oh, I think going in there right now with Carlton in this condition would be kind of tacky.
Yeah, you're right. It would be kind of tacky. I'll just go up and snap a Polaroid.
You know, just out in the garage with the car and starting to not have such a good feeling about all this. What turned you around? I found another ding.
Here, here's a picture of the master bedroom. Now, the picture really doesn't do it justice, but if you put your thumb over that guy who's washing my uncle's feet, you get a much better idea.
Now, Lewis, I'm feeling a little guilty about... Is that a fireplace? Oh, my God, the master bedroom has a fireplace.
Oh, wow.
Of course, it's gonna be kind of creepy knowing someone died in our bedroom.
Hey, no problem. If he starts to fail, we'll just push him out in the hall.
Helen, I came as soon as I heard. Am I too late?
Oh, no, relax. We haven't made a bid yet.
Oh, good. Where's my room? I'm thinking of doing it in Wedgwood Blue.
Oh, Red, you've come to be with me in my hour of need.
Oh, from head to toe, you are by far the most repulsive man I have ever met.
Ah, so you've been checking me out.
Ew.
Carlton just kissed me on the nose and said, thanks, Nana.
Listen, Lewis, Helen and I have talked things over, and we are prepared to offer this much for the house.
Oh, you're very sweet people. Trying to make me laugh in my hour of grief.
Come on, Lewis, we're not idiots. How much do you think it's going to cost us to fix up this old place?
Joe, I got to tell you, this place is impeccable. Talk about move-in condition.
Thank you, Lowell. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Lowell, my truck's parked outside. Give me a hand with this rug.
Roy, what are you going to do with that rug?
I'm taking it home. I made a deal with Lewis for it.
Oh, yeah, like hell you did. My offer includes all rugs.
Oh, but this one, Sparky.
Helen, he's stealing our rug.
The hell he is.
Mr. Blanchard,
I think you better come upstairs quick.
Hot dog! I mean, oh no!
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, great news, everybody. There's an antique pool table in the basement.
What, it's sold already?
It's Carlton. You think this might be the end?
Ah, boy.
Joe, I feel awful now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm no better than you are trying to make time with his doctor.
Yeah, I was driving his car. You know, all he ever wanted to do was be friends. And look at all of us. We swooped down on him like a bunch of vultures.
God's sakes, man, pull yourself together. It's the shock. That's the worst part about it, the shock.
Was he at least comfortable at the end, Doctor?
What do you mean? No. He passed through the crisis. He's gonna live.
What? I don't understand. Minutes ago, he was knocking at death's door.
Well, unfortunately, nobody was home.
You know, I think it was hearing all your voices down here and knowing that so many people cared about him that made the difference. The way his heart's beating right now, he could live another 20 years.
Well, I better go upstairs. My uncle needs me.
Lewis. No.
What? I was just gonna prop his head up.
Lewis! Hey, Lewis, what are you still doing here?
I thought you left several days ago.
Nah. As a matter of fact, I just came by to pick up a get-well present I ordered for my uncle. Oh, Mona, over here. If this doesn't kill him, nothing will.